Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. How is it possible for a person to rob God? Is that just the catch line in the latest action thriller? The heist of heaven? No, for God answers, yes, you have robbed me. Like the children of Judah, we might respond asking, well, Lord, how have I robbed you? We probably tend to think that it's the other way around. But the Lord's just asking too much of us, that there's always more needed. There's always more offerings needed for more things that need to be done in the kingdom of God. More things to take our time and our energy as well as our money. But let's remember, the Lord does not need our offerings. Psalm 50. He's the God that owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Haggai 2, the Lord of hosts declares, the silver is mine. The gold is mine. He is not dependent on our gifts. We are dependent on His gifts. Especially that gift of faith, to believe that Jesus is our Savior and bring us into His kingdom. The kingdom then that rules in our hearts, moving us with the desire to bring our offerings, to show our thankful love to Jesus. You remember 2 Corinthians 8? For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for our sakes He became poor, that we, through His poverty, might become rich. He gave up all the riches of heaven in order to give you the riches of His kingdom, the forgiveness of all your sins, His own righteousness, the joy and peace of the Holy Spirit, and everlasting life. When we fail to honor Jesus' love, we are robbing Jesus of the glory He deserves, and we are robbing ourselves of His kingdom blessings. Will you rob God? That original question was directed to people that had returned from the Babylonian captivity, and they were bringing offerings to rebuild the Lord's temple. They'd been brought up in the church, taught to bring their offerings to the Lord. Are we like them? We've also been taught those things. Are we also like them in God warning that they were going through the motions of religion without doing it from their heart? When they asked, "How are we robbing you?" the Lord answered, "You're bringing lambs to me for sacrifice, but you're bringing the lame and the blind and the sick. And you're doing it feeling, oh, what a weariness, what a burden to have to do this." It's our thankfulness that the Lord wants. It's our hearts that He deserves. When we only give the Lord things that, well, I don't really need that anyway. When we make sure I have everything I might possibly want first and then give Him the leftovers, I'm not showing thankful love for what He gave for me. When I treat Jesus, who gave His life for me, as if, oh, He's just asking too much of me, I'm failing to honor His love. I'm denying Jesus the glory he deserves, and I'm robbing myself of his kingdom blessings. Our own unthankfulness is atoned for by his saving blood. So thank God with a thankful heart. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 27, stanzas 1 through 3. 1 through 3 of hymn 27.